Ain't they? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. I want to talk to you for just a few minutes. This is a warning that God was giving to the people of God. He said, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. He says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgment and his statutes, which I command thee this day. At least when thou hast eaten and art and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, they're blessed. They're so blessed. And when thy herd and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You can be seated. To our visitors, everybody's real excited when I get to preach because you get to sit down. And what a warning. It wasn't in their scarcity that the problem would lie. The problem would fall when they were blessed. And you know, the truth is, we are blessed. To live in this country that we live in right now, we are truly blessed. Is everything right about our country? Not at all. But I don't think there's anywhere else in the world I'd rather live than where we live right now. We still have the freedom to gather here today. Amen? And I know there's warnings that they're going to lock the doors. That would probably be the worst mistake the devil ever made. Because in the book of Exodus, the more they afflicted them, the more they grew. So the enemy comes in and thinks he has a plan. And it's amazing that it's not the struggle. It's not the trial that is the warning here. The warning here is fullness, being blessed. And it's very easy when we are blessed and everything's going right, it's easy to forget that we still need God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When everything's all right, our prayer changes. When there is no fiery furnace or there is no den of lions, our prayer is different than when we are in the trial. So he warns them. He knows. He says, you're going to go in here. You're not going to. He said, everything you have is multiplying. Everything is multiplying. Everything is going good. He says, be careful that you don't forget me when you're full. Luke 5:29 says, and Levi made a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and others that sat down with him. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? Jesus answered and said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Sam, we see throughout Scripture that God is drawn to need. God is drawn to voids. So we think that sometimes we have to have it all together to get God to approach or for us to approach God, but it's quite the opposite. He says, be careful when you got it all together that you don't forget you still need me. And it's in our need and when we're in struggle that somehow God is drawn to that place. So I want to give you some hope this morning. If you got need in your life, it's good to have need because God is drawn to that need. God is not a God that stands on the outside, but he's a God that is drawn to your struggle. Can you say amen? It's when we're weak that the strength comes. It's when we're sick that the healing comes. It's when we're bound that the deliverance comes. There can never be a miracle if there's never a need. Let that sink in a minute. there can never be a miracle if there's not a need for the miracle. So if you are in this place today and you have a need, you are in a good position because we've got a God. Man, I feel preachy. We got a God that says it like this. I will supply all of your according to my riches. Close your eyes real fast. Everybody close your eyes. Don't look around. I want you to think about your need. What is your need right now? What's your real need? Not your imaginary need. What's your real need? If you got a need, would you slip your hand up? Nobody's looking at you. Slip your hand up if you got a need. Man, looking around. Okay, thank you. You can open your eyes. It's amazing how many people are sitting here right now with a need. But the glory is we've got a God that is drawn to the void. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then the Spirit of God moved. When did the Spirit move? Where did it move? In a place where there was void, where there was emptiness. When did it move? In the darkness. Man, this should give us hope. The God that we serve works the night shift. That means he's not afraid of the darkness. When the darkness exists and when the struggle is there and when there's emptiness and need and void, that's when the God of light and hope and power will show up and do something absolutely awesome if we'll just let him. But Dustin, we've been taught to be positive. Nobody likes negative people. I was picking with somebody just earlier, a young person, and I said, how you doing? I said, I'm here. I said, that's an old person saying. That's what old people say. Well, I'm here. You can't use that. You're too young to use I'm here. Let me tell you what need. Need is not a respect of person. See, the young people think they got greater needs than the old people. The old people think, man, they'd have no idea how good they have it. Come on, both sides say amen. Them old people don't know what I'm going through. And the old people are like, them young people just have no idea. All their body functions work right. All their parts are moving properly. They are blessed. And you're looking at them saying, well, we just got this struggle. It doesn't matter which side you're on. God is attracted to need. He's attracted to the void. He didn't eat with those that were whole, but instead he would sit down with those who needed a physician because he's drawn. The healer is drawn to the disease. But we've been taught to be positive. I talk about this a lot, but I want to reiterate it. Man, we've got all these little lines, you know, too anointed to be disappointed, too blessed to be depressed, too, I don't know. What's some more? Too happy to be snappy. There's a bunch of them. Blessed by the best. Sometimes, I told you I had a guy tell me that one time. He said, how are you? I said, I don't even know where I got this. But it was like right off the fly. I said, buddy, I'm disgusted and can't be trusted. After all of his blessings and... Sometimes you don't feel too anointed to be disappointed. Sometimes you feel too disappointed to be anointed. Am I talking to anybody? Come on, let's be honest. Sometimes living for Jesus is aggravating. If not, you've not been around his people long enough. I know why he said we are the salt of the earth. Get around us long enough and it burns. There'll be some struggle. But Darren, it's in that struggle that God is drawn to it. Listen, I'm not a doctor. I don't work in the ER. I could not do that. It's different for me. I know that I guess you get used to it. I don't know how it works. But to see a human in some of those those places. You know, there are people that sit around and watch surgeries. What is wrong with you? I'm not drawn to that. I've not been equipped for that. So I want to stay away from it. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody get a little squeamish when somebody shows you a picture? Like, this was my leg, and you're like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Anybody with me, raise your hand so I'll know who you are. You're like, I didn't need to see that. It came all the way through the skin. I don't care. Don't care. Put your picture up. I'm not drawn to that. One, I'm not equipped to help. Now, when people are equipped to help and they see somebody in that situation, they are drawn to that situation because they know they have the... Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, sometimes you think you got to have it all right, but what gets God's attention is the very need that you think is should be keeping you from him is the very thing that is drawing him to you, because we've got a God that is drawn to the empty places. He's drawn to the void. He's drawn to the hurting. The physician is drawn to the pain. He's drawn to the disease. I'm glad that I serve a God that when I'm in pain, he's still willing to come where I am. We talk positive because nobody wants to be around a negative person. To our visitors, I've shared this with our congregation before, I want to share it with you. I never knew what that saying meant when people said, I'll see you later. And you say, not if I see you first. I never knew what that meant until I've even said it. And one day I got the revelation. I was in Walmart. And I seen a very negative person first. And they never seen me. And then it hit me. Now I know what that means. I'll see you later. Not if I see you first. Because I dug down an aisle and they never seen me. You're laughing because you've done it. Man, you get around them and you know, it's an organ recital. How you doing? Well, my liver quivers, my bladder splatters, I got measles and mumps, gash, rash, purple bumps, and you're just like, I don't know. You avoid it. So we've been taught not to be honest sometimes. Because sometimes you come up in here and you really got a need. And you know what we do? We act like we don't have one. Come on, let me get where we live. We act like everything's okay. Let me get where you live. Ever in your life, have you had to borrow money? That's miserable. I don't care who it's off of. When you first recognized the need, did you run straight and make sure? No, you know what you did? You held off. You're the same people that have a need and you won't go to the doctor. You know what you do? You wait until it's real bad. Oh, I know. I'm looking at you. I'm tough. I'll get through this. What do you have? Y'all like Mike Tyson. I broke my back. It's spinal. Have you been to the doctor? No, but it's spinal. You self-diagnose. You run around depressed because Google told you. You got a bump on your arm and you're sad because you got to tell your friends you got 2 days to live. We've been trained to avoid the places. I have a saying. Somebody will ask me sometimes, they'll say, how you doing? I'll say, good, as far as I know. And I try to avoid the people that could tell me different. Doctors, dentists, anybody like that, just avoid them. But just because you don't know doesn't mean there's an issue. And you know what we do? We put it back. We put it back. Somebody is willing to help. This is the sermon. I'm not getting to this. This is the good stuff. Somebody is willing to help. We've got to stop avoiding them because we have a need. That's what they are there for. The reason they're in business is because we have needs. Let me tell you something about this Savior. He said, call on me in the day of trouble. We got people that are waiting to get their life right to come to Jesus. And he's saying, come in your pain. Come in your trouble. Come in your need. Just come. Will you come? I'm knocking. Let me in. I want to help. He ate with the publicans and sinners. Over and over and over and over and over and over, I wrestle with this. When we have our ministers' meetings, you know what we talk about? What can make the service better? Dave, you need anything? Preachers, how are we? Everybody right? We got to make the service better. You know why we got to make the service better? Because we want people to be touched. People got up this morning, drove, came to this building for a reason. It's not because we're good looking. I mean, some of us are. But I'm just saying, they didn't come to see us. They didn't come to this room because we're pretty. As a matter of fact, the building ain't much. They came knowing it was going to be crowded. Listen, this little building right here defies all statistics. Just want to let y'all know, you're good people. Because you know, everybody tells me 75% full is full. I was like, well, maybe it's your church, but they just keep crowding in. Why? Because we came here because we have a need. And so we talk about it and we say, what can make it better? What could make it what can make it more gooder? He said it, not me. What would make it to where, what do we need? Do we need to change our sermon? Do we need to change our music? Do we need a different style? I've had people come and tell me, I really like your church, but y'all's music is not my style. Do we need to change our style to fit that person and this person and this person? And then I figured it out. What we need is need. What we need is need. And we need people that realize they have a need. Now, we got all kinds of imaginary needs. You want me to list them for you? Well, I need a new car. And I need a new house. And I need a new spouse. You're laughing. All those are imaginary needs. My dad used to ask my mom, would she remarry? And she said, this is humorous. She said, I don't want no other man. I don't want the one I got. You came here because you have a need. But it's when we realize we have a need that we need to come to the one who is able to meet that need. See, in the Baptist church, we used to sing, Lord, I need thee. Listen to all these Baptist people in here. Come on, if you know it. Never mind, they were half Baptist. She wasn't paying attention. We came to church and sang, I got a need. And let me tell you what that does, Jason. That gets his attention. God, I need you. This is not imaginary. I need you. And it's why he ate with the publicans, not Republicans, the publicans and sinners. It's why he ate with them, because they were the ones that had the need. Watch this. Ezekiel 16:49. What was the sin of Sodom? Don't answer. You don't know. Ezekiel 16:49 says, behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. This was the problem. Do you know what the problem was? Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness. This sounds like a blessing, don't it? How many people would like to have abundance of idleness? Come on, come on. You just came through Christmas break. How fast did it go by? Really fast, wasn't it? It was really fast. Every time you go on vacation, you know what you say when you get back? How was vacation? Too short? That's what we all say. We would love to have to be blessed to the point that we can have abundance of idleness, fullness of bread. The fullness was the problem. The abundance was the problem. Idleness was in her and her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor needy. She was so blessed that she forgot need. Do you hear that? We are blessed in so many aspects of our life, but let's not get to that point where we're so blessed in those aspects that we don't realize that we still have need. The truth is, we can be so blessed and everything's great, and as Brother Eddie said, you turn on your faucet and Kool-Aid comes out, and it's just blessing, 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 but there's still a need. Amen? What is that need? Watch this. Revelation 3:16. So then, because thou art, said out loud, lukewarm is awesome, right? In most things, I mean, where do you want to live? Do you want to live in Alaska or do you want to live at the equator? Somewhere. You know what you're trying to find? You're trying to find lukewarm. Because you don't want it hot and you don't want it cold. As a rule, man's a fool. When it's hot, he wants it cool. When it's cool, he wants it hot. Man always wants what he ain't got. Oh, you watch these people every time it snows. I'm sick of this. It's the first snow. Y'all act like it ain't coming. I mean, Jeremy, this is West Virginia. And you know what kills me? Every year, the first snow, there's wrecks everywhere. And then C. Adam Tony is slammed the next day or that day. Like, what'd you think? What'd you think? Is it going to pass by us this year? And I hate that. And then you know what happens? It gets hot. And those same people. This heat's killing me. It's unbelievable. It's awful. You know what we look for? We look for mid. So this ain't the state for that. Just give you a warning. It'll drop 40, 50 degrees in a day. Lukewarm is a good place to live. Not spiritually. He said, you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold. I will spew you out of my mouth. And we all stop right there. We that's where we stop preaching this. Watch this next verse. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing. I don't need anything. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and po. You're so poor you can't afford the other O-R. You're po. And can you imagine this? You're walking around in this condition. You're saying, I don't need anything. You're blind. You're naked. You're wretched. You're miserable. You're poor. And you're walking around saying, I don't need anything. Do you know how many people operate in this lifestyle? They're miserable. They're wretched. They're separated. They're without God and they're without hope. But to hear them tell it, they are doing great and everything is blessing. I'm here to tell you there's a God that is not drawn to that kind of talk, but he's drawn to this. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. Bless me, Lord. I pray I need you. I really need you. So what is your need? 2 Kings 4:1, I'm almost done. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in your house? She said, thine handmaid don't have anything in the house save a pot of oil. He said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even Even what? Even what? Empty what? Empty vessels. Go get some empty vessels. This was in her house. The neighbor didn't have the problem. She had the problem. And because she had the problem, she goes borrowing all of these vessels. And she's looking for empty vessels because he gave them warning. Be careful when you get full. Because when you get full, you forget me. And you forget that there is a need. And so he says, go get these empty vessels. You know what we need to bring into the house of God? People that have need. Why? Because the need meter will meet you in your need. That's what he's drawn to. So we got to recognize, I've got a need. Where's Aaron at? Hey. Are you playing that piano? Man, your position. So here's what we're going to do. We're not going to let you leave out of here if you got a need, because we believe his presence here to meet that need. Give us this day our daily bread. Daily bread. So here's what's going to happen. You can get full today, and you know what's going to happen? You're going to have to, you're going to have to eat again tomorrow. Where's Tracy at? Man, everybody's in the wrong spot today. When we first got married, well, it was late. It was late, she said. And I said, hey, what are we going to do for dinner? She said, ah, no big deal. We got to eat again tomorrow. That's a good point. Try that when you're fasting. Just say, I'm fasting today. I got to eat tomorrow anyway. Then the next day, try it the next day. Try it the next day. You know what's going to happen eventually? That need is going to overtake you. And when that need overtakes you, you're going to find something. You know what's amazing about need? I'll never forget this. Barry White told me one time, he said, man, he said, when you're fasting, don't ever go to the grocery store. He saw him walking through her like, man, them pig's feet do look pretty good. If you eat them, Lord bless your soul. I just think about where pig's feet have been. Eventually, that need, listen real close, that need will have you looking for things to fill it that can't fill it. And when you get to that place, you know what happens? You get empty. Listen to what I'm saying. You get empty. They write songs about this stuff. They write country songs about this stuff. Whiskey ain't working anymore. They sing songs about it. That what I'm trying to fill my need is not working anymore. First thing to admit is what I got going on isn't working. It's not working. If you're in this building right now and God is dealing with your heart, don't wait for an altar call. Just step up and walk up front. We want to pray with you right now. Right now. Because the greatest need in your life, the greatest need in your life is a relationship with him. If he's not calling you, it will do you no good to come. It's just an act. But if he's dealing with your heart right now, would you step out from where you are and say, today is the day. Today's the day that I'm going to meet this need. Today is the day. Today is the day of salvation. All over the building, would you help me pray? Would you help me pray right now? Would you step out? Would you say, you know what? It's going to change today. It's going to change today. Would you help me pray, church? Would you help me pray? Would you help